This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and what you are hearing are military aircraft surveying the damage in central Kabul from a huge car bomb that went off during rush hour near the Afghan presidential palace today. Scores dead, hundreds wounded. Civilians say they could feel the impact of the explosion a mile away, and it's dangerously close to several foreign embassies. In the first week of Ramadan, the Taliban has often used the beginning of the holy month to rattle the fragile Afghan government, but the Taliban said they were not behind this bombing. Joining us now is Mujeeb Mashal, senior correspondent for the New York Times in Kabul.
First, the sheer size of the explosion was pretty massive, and just windows were shattered. From what we gather, in about a radius of about a mile from the exact site of the explosion. And as I was driving into work this morning when the explosion happened, I could see shopkeepers just sweeping broken glass and families rushing young children, panicking children from school back to home. And the whole area of downtown Kabul where the explosion happened, near the presidential palace and near foreign embassies, that area was cordoned off for a long while. But the impact of the explosion was felt across a very wide part of the city.
So the embassies were targeted, the city itself was targeted, and this was timed to have the greatest amount of casualties, it would seem.
Yeah, it's not exactly clear yet who the specific target was, because the presidential palace is there, the embassies are there, but there are also civilian targets there. There are banks, there are shopping centers, their television channels, and it's a very busy roundabout, especially that time of the morning. It happened around 8:20 in the morning. That's when people are making their way to work, and that is one of the reasons why the death toll, but also the number of wounded, is so high.
In terms of the people in Kabul and Afghan citizens, what's their assessment of the stability of civil society right now?
Well, it's on the one hand, when you go to the countryside, it is very clear that the government is losing territory to the Taliban. There are villages in the countryside that are sort of switching hands back and forth every couple of months, and that takes a massive toll over the local population, where at a certain point, after being trampled over by each side, they no longer care who is the side that is ruling them. But then in the urban centers, you have attacks like this where, yes, enormous number of casualties, but also the panic it causes directly then reflects on the government's ability to be able to protect civilians. So overall, 16 years into this war, not only is the countryside not safe, but the urban centers keep on getting targeted, which certainly reflects on the ability of the government.
I mean, you could have easily been caught in this, even though you were on your way to work. What are your personal feelings about all this?
Our offices are about 500 meters from the site of the explosion. And when I arrived, most of the glass was smashed. So our staff spend half of the morning clearing glass. And that was the case with a lot of other offices. But thankfully, our staff are safe. The same can't be said about our colleagues at the BBC. They lost a driver and four of their journalists were wounded as they were driving to work. And several other of the news organizations in the area, Tolo News, a local news channel, they lost a colleague in the attack. Because again, it was that morning rush hour where everybody was driving to work. And this is actually one of the three possible streets to our office. And I agree, it could have very well been any of us. But we are thankful to be safe, and it's a sad day that we have lost colleagues in the journalism community.
Well, our sympathies and prayers are with you here on this very early days in Ramadan. Mujeeb Mashal, thanks so much for speaking with us.
All right, thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.